Ivan had composer's block. He knew he did. They knew he did. They being the producers. They being unsympathetic. He being renowned for his unusual temperament, which was only tolerated due to the extraordinary nature of his music, which he wasn't giving them. So all they got was the unusual temperament, which was also, interestingly, all Ivan's wife had ever got. The block brought another problem. Income, which he seemed to mainly use, he felt, to pay for the education of Gideon, who in actual fact was quite adamant he was clever enough not to need. And all this his ex-wife would have tolerated a lot less had she not still been in love with him, which pissed Ivan off even more. Ivan had been in love twice. The second was the echo of the first, or a kind of shadow. In his dreams they merged and became a two-faced woman, whom he could never quite reach. He wanted to reach out and touch her, this dual woman. But she was a kind of wildcat, terrified by his touch and much bigger and stronger than he. He wanted to pick her up and keep her, somewhere she would never escape from. He didn't want to tame her. He wanted her to know that. Each time he tried to catch her, for her to understand, he would awake to his still empty bed. And each time the same score would swim up and set him adrift, the notes playing themselves over and over. An electric blue dream he couldn't let go of.